Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to today's episode of Digital Time. I'm your host, Charlie Scoggin, and today we will be going over our relationship as humans with the digital world. We as humans use digital devices every day. These devices range from mobile devices to entertainment systems, navigational systems, and servers. We also interact with the digital world by using forms of social media that are on our devices. These social media apps range from Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. Personally, my relationship with digital devices and digital media was limited growing up. I did not receive a phone until I was in 8th grade, and I did not get social media until my sophomore year of high school. Taking this class has really made me reflect on how much time I truly spend on my phone or my computer. My emotional and psychological connection with these certain devices has really made me reflect on myself as a person. I rely on my phone or laptop a lot more than I probably should to perform various tasks throughout the day. The first form of digital media or social media that I had exposure to was the app Twitter. I used Twitter for recruiting purposes as I was trying to play a collegiate sport. I felt that by using Twitter, it would be a good way to get my information out online for everyone to see, and especially other coaches. Before using Twitter, I was unaware of all the different ways you are able to interact with one another, whether it be liking posts, resharing them, or even commenting. This all traces back to one of the common themes we have talked about in class revolving around digital media, algorithms. Algorithms shape the digital media landscape, and this influences a lot of content and what is shown to different users that interact with these apps. It is also how mass information spread from one user to another, and how certain people will interact with the app. This can range from looking at what content they see, what will pop up on their feed, and certain things like that. Algorithms play a large role in our relationship as humans with the digital world. It allows us to truly see the depth of content, what content is being spread towards us, and more. There are also a lot of things that go on behind the scenes into making these digital devices that I did not know about before taking this class. When making digital devices, sourcing and labor conditions play a big role in doing so. A lot of global supply chains are tied into smartphones, laptops, and other electronic devices that are produced. However, there are a lot of downsides to these supply chains. As I talked about before, labor conditions are very rough, and most of these factories that manufacture these devices, like China, Vietnam, and India, are countries with low labor costs, making the conditions very rough and the setting for the workers to perform tasks in hard. This shows that digital devices come at a very large human and environmental cost. As we reflect on our relationship as humans with the digital world, I'm going to be giving out some statistics that show just how big of a deal digital media is in today's society. Just around 5.2 billion people use social media worldwide, and 86.1% of the world's population is active on social media. Our relationship as humans with the digital world is something that is truly impressive to see. I hope that now that I have elaborated on the topic, you have learned some interesting facts along the way and you are willing to research more. Thanks, and I will see you next time.